Are you two ready to talk to some listeners here?
I'm so excited.
All right. So the first person we're going to call is Emily. And Emily is...
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
She's 31, and we're calling her, and she's in Houston.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. It's like Skyping somebody for the first time.
I think it'd be amazing.
You think? Okay.
Yes, and you're going to give amazing advice.
Okay, no.
Hello.
Hey,
oh,
Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Emily.
I'm just kidding.
You knew we were going to call.
That's not funny.
No, that was...
Hello?
Oh, we're having way too much fun here right now, Emily. But Shane Dawson is here. Shane Dawson is an incredible, incredible... I don't even know how to describe you. Well, how do you describe yourself, Shane, as your as far as your profession goes?
I feel like a multimedia superstar.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's hot.
Ooh.
And
I looked him up on YouTube. I watched some of his videos today. You're very captivating, and you're very talented at getting your point across in a very relatable way. How about that?
Wow, thank you. I'm going to put that on my Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Also, that was terrifying when you were crying, because I was like, what if we randomly called her at the same moment she found out like her dog died or something, and then we'd have to deal with it? That would be awful.
Well, oh, gosh.
But we'd give you great advice.
Emily, we're going to try and give you great advice right now on your situation. So a simple...
even if it's not great, I'll take it.
Oh, well, we're going to try it either way.
No, it will be. I'm so sorry.
I think it will be.
I've had a couple glasses of wine myself.
Oh, good, good. Good for you.
Be patient with me.
No, we're always patient with all of our listeners. Okay. So Emily, a simple disagreement with a friend has now turned into something so much bigger. Tell us what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, so I wrote this down so I would be able to pull it up. Okay, so 2 years ago, a few of my closest friends got together and said, let's throw a baby shower, or what we call a baby sprinkle down here in the South, for somebody who's had a baby before and it's not appropriate to throw them a shower. We throw them a sprinkle. It's like a little less intimate. And so one of them took charge and said, you know, I'm going to throw it. It's not a big deal. It's going to be super laid back. You know, no stress. It's just, we're going to have people come over and bring casseroles, and we're going to stock her fridge. It's called a stock her fridge sprinkle. And I was like, that sounds amazing. Let's do it. But then it kind of blew up into a much bigger thing. So it was kind of like a bait and switch. It was, and this is all done through email. So, I mean, like, I've gone back to it and just read her words just to make sure that I wasn't, you know, overreacting. But it was pretty much like she said, it's no big deal. You know, it's not, no stress. Don't even stress about it. And then I go back and I read, she warns us saying, I'm going to be sending out a barrage of emails and I want all of your ideas. I want, you know, your responses to all my ideas. And I was just taken aback, because at the time I was in a really low place, and she knew this, so just so you know when I get to the next part. Because then it got kind of crazy, where she wanted to get our input on Etsy invitations, would send nine invitations to get our input on, with a paragraph description under each one of them. She wanted to do a photo booth. She wanted me to take pictures of the host, our friend with each guest. She wanted a cake. She wanted to do the 20-mile transport of the meals right after. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but it's just, it was a lot. And I would have been happy to do it. I want to make that really clear. I would have been so happy to do it. But it was just really out of left field that all of this came up, and it was overwhelming. So I thought, okay, I'm going to talk to her. Like, we're really close friends. I've known her for a while. I'm going to say, hey, I have some concerns, some valid concerns, and let's talk about it. And so I wrote her an email, and the response that I got was devastating.
What did she write? What did she say?
She started it out saying, I'm sorry, but at this point I've completely, in all caps, lost my ability to be nice or even civil about this. you know, do you really think that I would plan a shower like this without first checking with, you know, blah, 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 and kind of addressing each one of my questions in a really respectful but bitchy manner.
To the entire group, not just you, but to the entire group.
Oh, yeah. So our other friend was copied on this, too. And then, you know, she says, I'm not sure why you think you say this started out as something different than it is now. It's still a group of ladies getting together for some light refreshments, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry that it's stressful for you to just think about it, but I was trying to involve you and make you feel like, you know, you were part of it. If it's too stressful for you, no problem.
Oh, God, that's so passive aggressive. If it's too stressful
for you. Yes, it was super passive aggressive.
No problem.
The worst part was at the end where she's like, oh, that calendar that you that calendar idea they had for online sign up to help bring her a meal. Well, you know, like everybody slacks off. And when they do, who's going to pick it up? You? I highly doubt it since you can't even be bothered to give an opinion on an invitation. And I'm like, what? I haven't been talked to like that since my sister, and that's my sister, so she has a free pass. But this bitch, I'm sorry.
Talk about the fact that...
This is the real problem, because, okay, let me make it clear. I have made my peace with the end of this relationship. That's not why I'm asking y'all for help. I've been struggling for 2 years to talk to my friends and tell them how much it really hurt me and how much it hurts me that they've been completely apathetic about it, and they've been playing what one of them calls Switzerland, you know, playing neutral because they don't want to take sides.
Who's that and, one?
But by the way, all of these, what Emily hasn't said yet is that all of these friends of hers have been introduced to the woman in question through her. Like she was the one person that introduced everyone. So all of these friends know her because of Emily.
Yeah,
so they were Emily's friends first.
Years of history, and I introduced her to, you know, them, and I was happy at that time. You know, I was young, I was naive. I was like, oh, we're all going to be friends and super close, and we were. I just never thought that one would backstab me like that to my face in front of all of them, and none of them would say anything. I am really struggling with, am I being immature? Am I being too sensitive? Should I expect them to stand up for me? Or should I just let it go? I just can't. I told Sim earlier, I'm pulled back to that quote by, you know, the late, great Martin Luther King, which is like, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And I just can't let it go on that. I've talked to my therapist. I've talked to my husband. And I just need some relatable, like, unqualified, but qualified. You are so qualified.
Oh, God.
I need your advice.
Oh, I love your show.
And
I love you so much.
I would really appreciate your honest opinion. And if you tell me, Emily, grow up, let it go, you know, that's fine. I need to know what to do because I don't trust my own gut.
I've had a few friends that have hurt me on a fundamental level, like your friends. And I, after a little bit of time, I have them back in my life. And I tell you what, it feels so good. But I will say in that, and I'm not saying that's your solution, but for me, it feels unbelievably great. Like, I won. Like, the dudes didn't win. The dudes that I cared for and whatever, like, and it has to do with all kinds of stuff that, you know, I can't talk about in the podcast or whatever. But I feel really grateful to have some of my female friends that I really missed, that I felt did me wrong, back in my life. And we talked it out, but we don't talk about it anymore. Instead, we watch The Bachelor. So
you're saying don't bring it up, just let it go.
I think if you feel like you can be strong enough and you want this, you know what it comes down to? It comes down to if you want this person in your life.
Of course,
ultimately,
they do.
Then yes. then totally. Then just like forgive, let go, because life is too short, I think. And
I know.
And you're going to feel so good when you hold her hand and you're going to be like, you know what? I love you and I miss you. And like, how could that not feel good?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
No, it feels... I mean, these girls are my soulmates. I love them. I just... For me, and tell me if this is silly, I guess I feel like there should... Oh, I feel sick, terrible saying it. Maybe some loyalty?
Yeah.
If they really love me, then I just don't understand why they can't at least even talk to me about it in right. the real sense, as in, you know... Yeah, that fucking bitch, you know, she really did you wrong, you know. But they're such classy girls, you know, that they won't. They will stick to their guns and just say, you know, well, you know, if you guys ever make up, I don't want to burn bridges, or, you know,
right, like, so no one's having your back.
They did the same thing to me.
That's the thing. No one has her back.
Yeah, and it feels wrong.
Yeah. Yep, that makes
complete
sense.
So my question is, like, I want these girls in my life.
But do they have your back privately? With, like, when you talk to them individually, do they say, "Hey, listen, you know what? You're totally right about this. I don't know what the deal is with, I don't know her name, but like, do they ever say to you privately, like, look, you're totally right about this?" Or they don't say anything to you at all, because they are maintaining the Switzerland status?
This is the hard part. One of them said to me, quote, you know, loose quote, "I am prepared for her to do the same thing to me. I just accept my friends as they are."
Oh.
And I just, y'all, it broke my heart when I heard that. Again, I was like, oh my God, I think this woman's amazing. And I love her so much. And I've known her since I was, you know, forever. But when she said that, I just thought, oh my God, I'm questioning everything now. You know, like, I question decisions on things, even though I respect you so much. And I feel like at 31, I feel really old. I feel like I've gone through a lot. And, you know, I've just had my first child, and I'm reevaluating my whole life. But I'm being very selective about the people that I keep in my life. And I want these women in my life. But I feel like I need to talk to them and tell them how I feel, but I'm so afraid of running the risk of them becoming defensive and losing what I have. So do I, you know, sacrifice growth, or do I just let it go and just, you know, just enjoy it as it is?
So here's the thing. On a fundamental level, when you wake up in the morning and think about the people that have made you feel good versus the people, and I do think that it can be this simple, versus mm-hmm. the people that make you feel bad. I think you need to really analyze that. Like, who makes you, who do you have like a little bit of, who makes you feel bad because they're passive aggressive, or they just make you feel small, or they make you feel less than? And then who are the people in your life that make you feel good and of value, and how you sort of, because there's too much, you can't waste too much time on people that make you feel bad. But a good manipulative person, it is very hard to recognize, I think.
I know. Oh, yeah, because I mean, they're so good at hiding it, disguising it. And she was really good. I mean, I fell for it until she showed her true colors, and then I was like, see ya. But they haven't seen it yet, which I'm happy for them because I love them. I care about them. I would never want them to see, to have to deal with that. But
how are you? Okay. So let's say hypothetically, let's say you broke up with all of your girlfriends, right?
Hmm.
Are you going to be mm-hmm. like, what's your level of loneliness? I mean, cause okay. that's, it's a lonely thing.
Well, the thing is one of them, you know, she's a pilot, so she's all over the world. I barely ever see her. She comes to visit me, you know, just to see me. She's that close of a friend, but we have a long distance relationship. I could not live without her, though. She's amazing. She's like my sister, and I have a sister. The other one, you know, she is a self-proclaimed, you know, recluse, where she just will forget to call people, and so I don't really see her either. When I moved outside of the Houston city limits into a little suburb outside, I made new friends. I don't have a problem meeting people. I love talking, obviously, and I'm easy to get to know. So I've made more relationships, and in some ways they're more substantial because I feel like we had a fresh start and there wasn't anything clouding it like there is here. But these girls I have a lot of history with. Well, and they were with me through some really hard times in my life. So I feel like I have an allegiance to them.
This is Shane talking. I understand because I went through a thing like 3 or 4 years ago where I had my group of friends and they were my friends for 10 years and I'd hang out with them every weekend. But then I had a similar thing happen where I felt like they didn't have some of them didn't have my back, but I didn't know how to bring it up because I didn't want them to get mad at me and think I'm an asshole. And I also didn't want to lose half of them because the other half of them I didn't have a problem with. It was very complicated. And it kind of just naturally happened where I started meeting other friends who were at the same level as me, like thoughtfulness wise, because you sound very thoughtful. And the problem with being a thoughtful person is you expect everybody else to be as thoughtful as you, and they're fucking not.
Exactly.
So these girls aren't as thoughtful as you, and you're going to try and try and try to have them see that, but they're never going to see that. And so you need to just keep meeting new people, and then you'll find new people who are thoughtful, or maybe there already are people in your life who are thoughtful. And just because you slowly wean out of those old friendships doesn't mean, like, that history is gone. That history is still there. You still have those memories. But, like, you know, some friends are branches, you know, and they're going to be on the tree forever. And some are leaves, and they're going to come and go. And, you know, these ones sound a little bit emotionally crippled and unavailable. And you need more than that. And also, from my experience, when people say that they're in Switzerland, they're lying and they're siding with the other person secretly.
They're totally
with Germany. Okay.
They're total shit talkers. Like, Switzerland people are total shit talkers. And they're like, oh my God, no, I'm going to be Switzerland. Which means they're talking about you with your other friends behind your back, being like, oh my God, she's so overreacting. Oh my God, I can't deal anymore. I hate it. She's so annoying. Like, that's my experience. Where, like, they'll be like, oh no, Shane, like, we're not going to take any sides. It's like, no, you've taken a side. Just not my side. And it's very frustrating.
Yeah, by not taking a side, they're taking the other side.
Yeah, and you can feel that, which is why you're so frustrated and why it's weighing so heavily on your heart. That's why, because you know secretly they took the other side.
And also, though, please know that I'm 39 and nobody takes sides at my age.
Yeah.
Because nobody's interested.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm at that point, too. And it's just been, like Shane said, it's just been bugging me so much because I feel it. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I can tell it's the beginning of the end. And I've just been ignoring it and pushing it aside. And it's just been bothering me so much, you know. I care too much.
But listen, here's, I don't know if this gives you any hope, but as like we're all gonna change friends, like everyone if we don't, then that's a bad sign.
Yeah. And we're not growing.
Yeah. Like,
but guys, like how do I trust again? And I know that is such, I mean, that's not fair.
Well, it comes down to
you know what? You're
but
doing it
do
because
that?
You called
like,
our
I feel like my
podcast.
Trust capability is diminished. I just don't know. If it just hurts so much. you know? And is that wrong of me?
No.
No, well, they've been your friends for so long, yeah. So of course it's natural. Yeah. They've been your friends for years and years, but guess what? You're 31 now. You've matured, and they haven't matured at the same clip as you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. And you know what? Yeah, there's going to be heartbreak in friendships, in love, in all of it. But I think that you, I don't know, maybe will you come move in here?
Yes. I'm purchasing my ticket right now. I'll get a babysitter. It's happening.
See, you're funny. I love you.
She seems like a really, really cool, really cool person, by the way.
I know.
Can I ask you a question about...
Oh my gosh, you know, fuck them. I've got new friends.
That's right. Yeah. Fuck those bitches.
One thing I'm curious about, because this is what I did with my friends at the time who I was considering dropping. And what I did was I was like, you know what? I'm not going to text them. If they want to see me, if they want to talk to me, if they want to hang out, I'm going to see if they text me, because I'm always the one that's starting the... I'm always the one that's texting them. I'm always the one creating the hangouts. And it was so shocking and a slap in the face of reality when I realized none of them texted me. And I was the one holding on to the friendship. I'm the one trying to keep the friendship going. And I'm like, wait, maybe they kind of want out too. And maybe like we all kind of want out, but like nobody's really doing anything about it. Do you think if you didn't text these people, would they be reaching out to you a lot?
It's so funny, Shane, that you say that, because I did. I let it go. I mean, I didn't have a choice. I just had a baby. So I'm like constantly distracted. And I completely forgot about them, which has been great, because I haven't really thought about it. It wasn't until this week where two of them reached out to me, not the one in question, the one that caused all the drama, but the other two reached out to me, and it reminded me, like, wait, it brought back all the feelings. And then I thought, okay, they're still here. I need to, you know, do something. I'm calling Anna. Like, this is, fuck it. You know, I wasted enough time here. Let's get professional help. they've got their own lives. I mean, that's what happens when you start a family, or, you know, you move on. And apparently they have. And I think you guys are right. I think these relationships, I have to be okay with them just being more casual than having any substance anymore.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
So
for sure.
It sucks. It sucks. I'm going to have to really like meditate on that. So, yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
No, and it's okay. But that's what I knew you guys were going to say that. I just really wanted to hear it again from an unbiased party. You know, I pay my therapist, and my husband loves me, so they're you know, they're probably going to spare my feelings. But you know, I love this show. I love how brutally honest you guys can be with such you know, endearing feelings, and it's so relatable. And I just thought, okay, you know what, I'm just gonna call and ask. So I really appreciate
the most important people in your life right now should be your husband, your child, your family, and Shane, Anna, and me.
And Anna, yeah.
So,
can we rearrange the order right there? But, y'all are at the top now.
but truly, but, though, like as women, we don't always treat each other all that well, like in terms of friendships.
We don't.
And I have two female friendships, and that makes me feel kind of sad. But I also know that in terms of time and like husband and like the whole other thing, like we just don't have the time, and it fucking sucks. But I love you. Will you please move to Los Angeles?
I love you too. And I'm filing for divorce tomorrow and moving out there. So, I hear that you can marry people, right? Can you marry you and I together?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. This is the second person that's asked you on the air.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah.
I remember that from one of the first podcasts. Yes.
Awesome. Oh my God, Emily, you're amazing.
Hey, Emily, we had so much fun hanging out with you tonight. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but I'm going to catch up with you. I want to catch up with you later. Like maybe one-on-one, like without being recorded.
Emily, we'll be in touch, and Anna and you guys can talk on your own. Okay.
Yeah. I want to be like,
can I say something real quick to Shane? Just real quick.
Sure.
I watched your last podcast, and I just want to say how sorry I am about your friend Christina. I didn't watch her on The Voice, and I don't know you, and I don't know her, but gosh, I'm just so sorry. And, you know, in the wake of everything that's happened just in recent days with everything, and I don't want to bring a sad note to such a special evening for me, but I had to say I'm so sorry. I am really, really sorry.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to a stranger about their silly issues tonight. No. I really appreciate
it. No issues are silly.
Yeah, I mean, like, my friends mean the world to me, so I totally understand. I mean, I don't understand what you're going through, but I'm sure it's awful, and my prayers and thoughts are with you right now.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's really sweet, Emily.
Thank you.
Emily, we love you. We want to be in touch.
Oh, I love y'all too so much. Thank you so much. I'm like, I was so nervous. Like, oh my gosh. I was peeing more than I did in my third trimester tonight waiting for y'all's call. I had no idea how nervous I was going to be.
Well,
until,
I have a feeling our listeners are really going to love you. So.
Yeah, I love you.
Oh, God.
I could not enjoy you more. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks,
so
Emily.
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi.
So Emily did bring up a really good point, though. I'm really sorry about, like, I don't know. I just, like, all the, oh, golly, all the gun violence.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it also makes you think about, like, it's so funny she brought that up because I was like,
it is,
you know,
really
we're,
funny.
We're
let's
talking hilarious. let's tackle about it. No, but it is interesting because I was like, oh, we're talking about like dealing with friends and losing friends and, you know, and like little problems seeming so big. And it's crazy to think that like literally tomorrow, like they could be gone. Yeah. Or it's just like, it's interesting, but it is good to question whether or not you want your friends in your life and if they're making you happy, like you said. Because sometimes I'll think about it. I'm like, oh, this friend is making me sad. Why do I keep being around this friend? Oh, because I'm afraid to leave them? Why? You should just get rid of people that make you sad. Life is short.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You know, you're completely right. Yeah. Life is short. Well, and I think that, I mean, yeah, like, who are the people that are going to make you feel okay? Mm-hmm. And how do I also make my dear friends feel good,
right,
as well?
Mm-hmm. I think passive aggressiveness is, like, for me,
it's awesome.
That's get
that's
out.
Like, kind of
bye.
One of your strengths.
No, like, yeah, like you said, like passive aggressive friends, like, you get rid of them. Do you,
yeah,
have
come
to
on. Will you be like passive aggressive right now
with you?
Yeah, do you want me to start first?
Yeah, you start.
Okay. Okay, so first of all, it has been so amazing that you've been here. It's so weird, though, that you're like, I don't know, like, did you mean to sort of, like, kind of half shave or, like...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I knew I didn't want to, like, dress nice because I knew you wouldn't. So, like, I wanted to, like, wear a hoodie because I knew, like, you would. So I wore something shapeless. She's like, to match it.
Okay, so now, did you elect to have a small dick? Or was that like, or is that like just natural?
I mean, I asked the doctor to cut it off mainly because I knew that you preferred small dicks because you have just a tiny little mouth. And which is crazy because you have such a big mouth. Like you talk a lot, but like you have a tiny like physical mouth.
Yes.
Which is cute. It's like tiny, tiny.
Oh my God. It means I can suck harder.
Yeah. Right. Which is why, you know, I wanted just the tiniest.
Which is why I'm super popular.
Yeah. Well, you know, at a time, you know. Yeah.
Okay. So, so now when your parents first said you were funny, did you actually believe it or?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like, you know, how like your parents are probably like, oh, like you're so pretty. Yeah, you're so talented. Like they'd like feed you all these, you know, bullshit or like, you know, compliments. I guess it's like the same thing. Like, you know, my parents are dead. Anyways, no, they're alive.
Okay. So, I know you're wearing headphones, but I don't know where I'm going. This is horrible. I hate being the worst version of like the worst of the worst. I feel like you could have totally hit me harder and you didn't.
I would never.
You were
be
kind.
What would I say?
Shane's a really
good
person. Shane, you're a really sweet person. You're a really good guy.
I'm 39.
It's so interesting. It's so interesting you bring it up a lot, which because I know what I bring up a lot about myself because I love being self-deprecating. But you bring up the same few things, but I'm curious if it's real or if that's just like you know you're not old. You're young. And you're like, why do you what's going on?
By the way, she's speechless right now. She doesn't even know how to answer this question. Look at her right now. She's struggling for the words.
And you have such a young vibe, and you're like still hot and young.
Really?
I just don't understand.
Hot?
Yeah,
like, how hot?
Like seven. Somebody asked me recently. I was like in like a dating situation, and somebody like jokingly said a number that they were, and I was like, no, you're seven. And then I was just like, oh my God, I just said that out loud. So now, you know, I don't do that anymore. But no, I don't know. Don't be fucking hard on yourself. And you're the best. Ugh.
Okay, but wait. I feel like you should revise a little bit.
Okay.
She wants that number up.
Right. 9.6.
9.6. You happy with that?
Ted. Perfect Ted.
Okay, but I want some specific.
Oh, right. Like more about more like specific things. Good titties.
I mean, not really.
Just a tiny little body. It's so small.
Is that? It's the tiniest. It means my pussy's super tight.
Very, very small. Small. Did you have that kid yourself?
Barely.
We had to squeeze out.
I mean, my pussy is still one of the tightest in Hollywood. We did a whole measurement thing like,
oh my God.
Wait, all the agencies
who are the top tightest pussies.
Well, okay, so top tightest pussies,
yeah,
in Hollywood,
right?
Okay,
are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Julie Roberts,
number one is Julie Roberts.
No,
Cameron Manheim.
No, I'm just telling you who the competition. And then
okay, who was competing? Who was competing? Right.
Okay, so Julie Roberts, Charlize Theron.
Right. No.
Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
Yes.
Anna Faris.
Yeah. Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
Did you say Mayim Bialik?
No.
Yes. So then we all had to do like this weird vaginal test.
Oh.
Where, because, you know, whose pussy's tighter?
Right.
So they stuffed something up there.
What do they stuff up there?
God, do I really have to tell you something?
No, you don't have to say it.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you. They stuffed a small teddy bear.
Okay.
But that was sort of like hermetically sealed.
Mm-hmm.
And with a condom.
Mm-hmm.
And they stuffed it up our pussies. And we all, like, they measured with like a weird thing, like how tight our pussies were.
Okay, so who has the tightest pussy?
You guys.
I mean, it's you. Obviously.
You got it, right? You got it?
I mean,
Well, you don't have to be. Don't be modest. Just tell us the truth. Who got the tightest pussy?
Well, I don't really want to say it's me, but it totally was me.
It was you. I knew it was you. Who had the fattest pussy though?
By fat, do you mean like lumps?
Just like you know, just like a handful.
I'd probably say it's me as well.
Did you win in every pussy category?
Listen, I haven't won a ton of major awards.
We're calling Maria.
Maria.
She's the one that took your baby. Anyways, it's a story from
Maria. Maria took your baby? She's in Chicago, and she's 24.
That's why I had my baby at 35. Do you want a baby?
No.
Hello?
Hey, Maria.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Maria. It's Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Shane Dawson is here, too. Say hi, Shane.
Hi, Maria. Shane.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, Maria, you're getting married next month, so congratulations.
First of all, we're so happy to talk to you, and this is so amazing. I love it that you're getting married next month.
And we're calling you because you're nervous about something. Talk to us.
I am. So I am getting married to the most wonderful man ever. He's just the best, and I could gush, and I won't because that's boring for everyone.
No, I do want to share a small gush.
The reason I'm calling is because after we get married, it's going to be the first time that we have sex with each other, and ever.
Ever. You're both virgins.
Oh, I just got so excited. I'm so ready for this.
Shane is ready to dispense some incredible advice. Keep talking, Maria.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, there's many other ways to kind of be intimate and, you know, enjoy each other. And so it's not like, you know, have only ever kissed or something like that, but this is definitely new territory and it's something that we're excited about. And just kind of this new aspect of our sexuality. And I just would love some advice on how to make it something that's really fun and, something that's open between us. So I'd love to hear from you guys about that.
Oh my gosh.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm so excited for you because, oh my gosh, it's like walking to the soup plantation. And if you don't have one where you live, I'll explain it. It's like a hometown buffet, but it's all salad and lots of toppings, lots of dressings. And if I could walk into the soup plantation again for the first time, are you fucking kidding me? The amount of salad I'd get. So wait, what have you guys done? So you've done what, like blowjobs and stuff? That's kind of what you're insinuating?
Yes. Okay. And like hand stuff and yeah. I don't know.
So wait, you truly
I feel like we're pretty good at it. Like
so wait, you really have not ever have like broken your hymen?
Well, I mean, like, you know that, like, that happens whether you have sex or not. I used to be a ballet dancer. But no.
Okay, so, oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Hymen envy. Well, wait. I feel like you shouldn't be worried about like how to spice it up and have fun, all this stuff. I think the first time is going to be amazing.
The best time, don't you think?
Yeah, the first time is going to be amazing.
Did you record it and then we'll
videotape it? That would go viral. That would pay for the honeymoon. No, and I think, but I also think that it's fun where now like you guys can like do it for the first time and like, see how great it was. And then you guys can go to a sex store together and be like, look at all these crazy things. Well, maybe don't go too fast. You don't want to get bored. But, oh, my God, you shouldn't be nervous at all. You should just be excited. What do you want,
you
tips?
You think?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so, so romantic. I just think, I think definitely use lube, but also take it slow and romantic.
Don't use spit. He'll get a raw dick, and it'll, like, cut. Yes. And he'll think it's herpes, and it's not. Sure. And it happens to everybody.
Oh. Wait, don't use what? I couldn't hear you.
Don't use spit, because there's bacteria in spit. Anyways.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No. I have lube. I am prepared. Okay, that's good advice, though.
Oh, and so how will you feel sexy? Do you have, like, cute little lingerie? Like,
yeah, so someone just, I had a bachelorette party. We actually went to Vegas. It was really fun. And I got some lingerie. For some reason, my mom seems to think that I am, like, incapable of being sexy and that I'm just going to, like, lounge around. I don't know why.
Ew.
No, it's just, like, been the funniest thing because we've never really talked about this in depth before. She just, like, is worried that we've been together for a while, too, that I'm just going to be, like, complacent and, like, not do anything. So she has, like, consistently been, like, dropping hints to be like, oh, well, you know, you have to wear, like, sexy things. And she actually bought me a 90 or whatever you call them. And it's really cute, but it was just so funny that she's so concerned. I promise I'm not like that.
No, but I love that because, you know, I love that you're like, it is a very weird conversation between a mother and daughter that they have. Like, it's like, wow, what, you know. But okay, so I am really excited about this experience for you guys.
Yeah, I want to see your pictures. I want to like think about you guys having sex.
No. No.
What's your Facebook?
I do not support this
you
part.
Don't? You don't
no.
want, when I hear this story.
You can totally stalk me. I'm a creepy stalker too.
I want to find
you. I'll give him your Facebook after the show. I'm not going to do it on the air.
Can you make sure though? Because this
okay,
is my.
Okay, yeah. I can send you my. We have like a little, like, dorky little wedding website. You
love
can
it.
That.
Sounds very hot. Now, can you guys do one thing for me? Because this is my thing. While he's in you.
Okay.
While he's in you. And he's on top of you. And he's drilling
he's
into
on
you,
top
drilling
of...
into you.
Okay, wait.
Hammering.
Wait, can...
Piping,
wait,
really.
Before... Don't put it
wait,
on
wait, wait,
her.
Wait.
Put it on me.
Okay, right.
Okay.
I'm drilling
so
into...
On, you're drilling into me.
And then... And then I look into her eyes. I put my finger on her chin, kind of like a little chin up kid.
Yeah.
I kiss her on the forehead and I go, I love you. Can you just make sure he does that to you just once?
Okay, so wait. You are... penetrating me.
Yes.
And then you kiss my forehead.
Yes. Like Miracle on 34th Street.
And then you said,
I love you. And then you look back up at him and you say, I love you. Keep going. I love that.
That's what I'm supposed to say?
Yeah.
No, because you know what my other thought was going to be?
Uh-oh. What?
My other thought was going to be, oh, Santi.
Ew.
bring me my wishes.
So yeah, can you like film it?
I don't know if I'm quite there yet.
Maria, okay. It doesn't sound like you have any reason to be nervous at all. It sounds like you should have every reason to be excited and celebrate this.
This sounds wonderful.
You're making me feel... I don't know. I guess it's just because it's this new thing. We've been together for 5 years, and so we've gotten into, you know, we know what we can do well, and we have that down, and so kind of opening up this brand new thing just feels way more vulnerable, and like, what if it's, so we've talked about the fact that it's probably not going to be, like, great, for me at least, for the first, like, few times, and so we're prepared for, like, that possibility, but I think...
Anna wants to say something. She wants to say something very badly right now about that.
Okay, do it.
Well, I think you're right that it's not going to feel necessarily great. But I do want... I want you to feel, like, sexually free. And in a way that my mom and, like, people of my... Like, my mom's generation couldn't feel. And that... You know, that was always a disappointment. So, I don't know. I just want you to check back in with us, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So you want her to have sex and then, like, email us right after?
Yes.
Like that night? Just, like, call you right after and email you guys?
What's your Snapchat?
Because it just might take a minute before, like, a full orgasm happens. I don't know.
What position are you guys planning?
Do you guys think that through already, or you're just going to see how it goes?
No, I think we'll just see how it goes. I don't know. We have not talked specifics.
And it's going to be amazing because you stuck to your guns and you waited and nobody does that anymore. And, like, the universe is going to, like, reward you for that. So it's not going to go bad at all.
Hey, Maria, we have to go, though. But seriously, we're so happy for you. Congratulations on getting married.
You.
Congratulations on having sex. And we're all excited for you. And Shane and Anna really want some. They want
details.
So
details.
When you're ready to give us details, you have my email address, and I will forward that email to Shane.
And also, congratulations. We're so happy for
you. And when
you.
I'm ready to delve into pornography, I'll definitely let you guys know.
Good job.
But you have no reason to be nervous. You have every reason to be excited. And we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much for calling. And also,
thank you guys. You are wonderful. So
we love
you. Really appreciate getting to talk to you.
Also, congratulations on everything.
Thanks, Maria.
All right, well, have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Let's wrap it. Let's wrap it up right now, real quick. We're gonna thank our guest.
It's gonna be fun.
Yes.
All right. Let's watch it. Zim.
I love that. I can't stop thinking about her having sex with her husband for the first time. That sounds so cool.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
That was very creepy. You guys are on the same page as me. Come on.
We are for
sounds
sure.
Good.
But Shane, seriously, and I'm being serious right now. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you.
Yes, it's so true.
We had a really great time.
It was a wild night.
And so, Shane, why don't you tell everyone where... I'm sure everyone already knows where to find you, but if they don't, they can find you on YouTube.
That's pretty.
At Shane Dawson, and your Twitter is at Shane Dawson as well.
Yeah,
I'm guessing. And your
everything
Instagram. Everything is at Shane Dawson.
Yeah, Shane Dawson.
Just like everything is at Unqualified, so please follow us there on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Soon to be Snapchat, I'm hoping. And please subscribe and leave us a review. And Anna, you're the best.
Sim? I don't know why I feel mad.